Welcome to Monday Mentor, a Right Medicine podcast series. I'm your host, Alex Howson. As a CME writer and educator, I'm often asked, what skills and competencies do you really need to succeed in this specialized field of medical writing? Today, we'll explore some core abilities that can help you excel as a CME writer and deliver exceptional educational content. So let's jump in. First and foremost, CME writing demands strong foundational writing skills. You need to communicate complex medical information with clarity and concision. Health professionals are busy and they're increasingly engaging with continuing education content on the go. So your writing needs to ensure ease of access for learners by being crisp, focused, and of course, accurate. The stakes are high in CME. Health professionals will base their clinical practice on the content you help to create. So your writing must be trustworthy and inspire confidence. If you feel shaky in foundational writing abilities, the best solution is to write more. Deliberate and continued practice is the path to progress. Beyond the writing itself, you'll need technical proficiency with reference management software to handle citations and evidence efficiently. I've used EndNote for decades, but Mendeley or Zotero are also great reference management options. If you don't have a healthcare background, dive into medical terminology resources to build your knowledge base. And there's a link to some of these resources in the show notes for today's episode, episode 110. Interpreting statistics and appreciating study methodology are also useful skills for a CME writer. So consider deepening your knowledge in these areas with additional training through the American Medical Writers Association or other organizations. And Tom Lang and Michelle Setchik's How to Report Statistics in Medicine is also a great place to start. Of course, before you even start writing, you must do your research. So let's talk about the research skills needed for CME writing. Published studies and clinical trial data are, of course, the bedrock of evidence-based CME, so you must efficiently search the peer-reviewed literature to find high-quality, relevant sources that will inform your needs assessment and educational content. But don't neglect insights from the grey literature, reports and so on from organisations like the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation or the Commonwealth Fund. Internal data from education providers and published studies in the peer-reviewed social and behavioural sciences literature. In my experience, these sources are gold to be mined for supporting needs assessments in particular because they focus on real-world clinical practice. Finding nuggets of lived experience in published qualitative studies is a secret sauce that will differentiate the needs assessments you write on, say, emerging antibody drug conjugates in lung cancer from the needs assessment written by somebody else who focuses mainly on clinical data. Nobody wants to read those needs assessments. I like to keep a running list of potential evidence sources, such as social and public health surveys, social and behavioral science journals, government data, performance indicators, clinical practice guidelines, reports from professional societies and associations, and so on. I keep one of these in the Next Level Needs Assessments toolkit. Now, at the end of the day, refining your search techniques can make a real difference in surfacing the best material in the least amount of time. And that's something that we also cover in Next Level Needs Assessments, because in the research phase, it's easy to get lost in some very deep rabbit holes. But competency as a CME writer isn't just about research and writing. Influential CME writers are skilled communicators and collaborators. You need to be able to talk with your clients, subject matter experts, and other constituents who are involved in the content creation process and ask good questions that will help you produce content that adheres to best practices and ethical standards whilst also achieving educational objectives. So cultivating strong client-facing skills will set you apart from your peers. You'll also need a solid grasp on the principles of adult learning so that you can identify practice gaps, align content with learning objectives, and create engaging materials that combine text with visuals and other media. We've talked about this quite a lot on the podcast. Education providers draw on both psychological and social theories that explain the learning process and use frameworks such as andragogy, self-directed learning, and problem-based learning to design their programs and activities in continuing medical education. So the more comfortable you are with adult learning principles, the more intentionally you can apply your writing to content creation. And along with that, familiarity with assessment and outcomes frameworks is also a core CME writer competency. If you're writing a needs assessment, for instance, you'll need to be able to describe anticipated outcomes for your client or employer. And if you're developing content, you'll need to be able to steer that content to the knowledge, competence, and performance outcomes that your clients are measuring. And of course, upholding ethical standards and content integrity in the face of commercial interests is paramount for CME writers. You'll need to master the compliance requirements that govern CME and ensure that all the content you create is rooted in the latest evidence-based guidelines and research findings. You need to strive for balanced discussions of therapeutic options, including fair representation of risks and benefits, without emphasizing any product or service or intervention that could benefit specific providers or entities. The show notes include a link to the Accreditation Council for Continuing Medical Education's 2020 Standards for Independence and Integrity in Continuing Education. So to sum up here in this mini episode, the competencies required for CME writing span foundational writing and technical skills, research abilities, interpersonal effectiveness, adult learning principles, and ethical practices. These might seem like a lot, but you can absolutely develop these capabilities with focus, practice, and feedback. Next Monday Mentor, we'll dive deeper into two other foundational elements of CME writing: identifying clinical practice gaps and crafting effective learning objectives. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep listening and keep learning.